Haunted Texas and Beyond is brought to you by Austin Ghost Tours and RenegadeRadio.net. This is the fourth and final podcast for the Military Ghost series. During my research for this series, I came across multiple interviews with Chris Kyle when he was promoting his book. In the interviews, he frequently mentions the person he believed was the best sniper ever, a man named Carlos Hathcock. Primarily because during the War on Terror, Kyle was using technology-enhanced weapons that were not available to Hathcock during the Vietnam War. Hathcock was a gunnery sergeant with the 7th Marines, 1st Marine Division. Carlos Hathcock did not write a book about his exploits during the Vietnam War. He was a very private person. But a book by Charles Henderson was written about him, called Marine Sniper, 93 Confirmed Kills, as well as many books that have been written by many other authors about him. He has his character and actions are referenced in several movies, including Saving Private Ryan, Shooter and Sniper, and plenty of television shows about the military. Sergeant Hathcock spent the first 12 years of his life with his mother and grandmother in a household that was not affluent. Based on the choices he made and his way of thinking during his career in the United States Marine Corps, I doubt his mother had to ask him to hunt to provide food for his family. As a country boy and a man of the house, he probably was aware of his family's situation and took it upon himself to utilize the abundance of free food in the wilderness around him. This self-taught ability to hunt would serve him in the future when he would become the most accomplished sniper during the Vietnam War with 93 confirmed kills and, according to Hathcock, around 300 probables. He was the sniper who fired the famous scope shot, where he shot a sniper in the eye through the sniper's own scope, which was aimed at him. Hathcock enlisted with the Marine Corps when he was 17, served two tours in Vietnam, and was an instructor and founder of the Marine Corps Scout Sniper School at the Marine Base in Quantico, Virginia. As a Marine, one of the most important things he did in his career was to champion the importance of the sniper role in the military. Anyway, one night, I was alone in my house. It was early evening and it was dark outside. I was sitting at my kitchen table with my laptop on, and I decided to watch a video that was made by it's Lionheart Filmworks on YouTube. They had a complete interview, and the only interview Hathcock ever granted, from 1993, entitled In His Own Words. There's a link at the bottom to the interview, as well as another Lionheart film production about him called The Original American Sniper. During the interview, he talks about the difficulty of setting up the Quantico school while his health was deteriorating from multiple sclerosis. Sergeant Hathcock also spoke about, in this interview, his sniper training techniques, including the importance of shooting under stress, having extreme patience, how to be an observer, concentration, and the relevance of dry firing. He also talks about how to learn when you miss your target. So say you miss your target, but that's a great learning potential with that. But he talked about what it means to be an area shooter and a counter sniper tactics. It was a great interview. And of course, he talked about his amazing feats during the Vietnam War. This is a quote from him. "Only when you're needed are you the good guy. People look down on snipers because we have a job people below don't understand." So that was just a quote of his opinion on how others viewed snipers during the Vietnam War. I was intently watching this video, so intent that I didn't notice a thunderstorm had rolled in. And when I finally realized what this was, I immediately thought of what had happened while my team and I were recording during a thunderstorm in a previous podcast. So I wanted to experiment, so I paused the video and went into the dining room, opened the door to the outside just to hear the rain and have the cool air. I put my cell phone down on the dining room table. It was dark in that room, and turned on the recorder. And you can hear the rain and the thunder and me walking when you listen to the playback. Like I let my dog Camp in. I announced who was in the room. I went back into the kitchen, and then I sat down at the table and started to finish the video that I was watching. So I heard nothing as I was, nothing happened. I did those things, then I sat down at the table, and I heard nothing but the video, and I didn't move from that spot. So I'm going to play the whole recording at the end of this. But as I played back the recording, at first it's hard to hear. You hear, the voice on the video talking. It sounds like the recorder is far away from the computer, because it was in the other room. But with the earphones, I could hear that the host was on the video talking, and I hear the host say, you know, what kind of character is the man behind the rifle? And Carlos Hathcock gives some insight to that. And then Hathcock, and this is a quote, he basically says he doesn't believe that sniping is a skill you can be taught. It has to be ingrained in you like a hunter, rabbit, squirrel, whatever the game is. If you miss it, you don't eat. So it's got to be ingrained. I did not like the killing, but to put myself against another living, breathing human being who could kill me just as quickly as I could kill him, that was the challenge of it. And that's a quote from him on the video. So then he's asked by the interviewer, does he have any advice for the listener? Because it's the end of the video and it's going to be over soon. So do you have any advice for people out there listening? And he says, for police snipers, continue your training on all aspects of sniping. You cannot do it too much. You cannot do it too much. Put all of your mind and your body into when you're training. And then in playback, so as I mentioned before, I had to use earphones to hear what was being said. All of a sudden, the volume goes way high, as if like the recorder moved from the dining room table next to me. And again, I don't hear anything. I'm just watching a video. But the volume goes up. And so he continues, don't just be training, be quality training, quality, quality, quality. This is also a quote. All the instructors out there, if you just teach them to shoot, then woe be unto you, because that's the life of the hostages and the lives of everybody else around them. The entry team, they support the entry team. And then for the military, pay attention to the details. Pay attention to the details. Train, train, train. Like I said, you're only area shooting, but you have to make each and every one of the best shot that there is. And then he says, for counter snipers, you're not area shooting. You're pinpoint precision surgical shooting. And then, during playback, there's this high-pitched screeching sound, followed by like a wong, some sound, and then a language I cannot understand. And then it kind of ends with people hear different things. I hear smoker. And then it becomes totally silent. And then you like hear a faint voice and then me walking and turning off the recorder. So let's have a listen to that.
I'm running in the dishwasher. There's a fan going. A chicken. Some dogs. But if you want to be heard, there. That's my shoes. I was listening to an interview with Carlos Hathcock, and there came the storm.
To do this podcast, I wanted to share with the Austin Ghost Tours people we've met over all the years the craziness that's in my world. I mean, unexplainable things happen all the time in my life. These unexplainable events aren't things that are scary. They're just unexplainable events that I consider brilliant or interesting. I mean, that's my world. And so with this podcast, I feel like, especially after listening to what we just listened to, it's coming, it's something I can share with everyone. But really cool, check this out. I don't know if any of you could hear this. I didn't say it, but if you listen through, if you hear around when Carlos Hathcock says, "You're supporting the entry team," what do you hear? Let's listen.
Around the entry team, they support the entry team. For military.
Okay, what I hear is sniper. And that is brilliant. So I'm going to do a quote at the host as we sign off. with Carlos Hathcock. This is a quote by the host of the man who had the interview with Carlos. And he says, "All the snipers in the free world owe a debt of gratitude to Carlos Hathcock. He paved the road we've all followed. Since then, especially the viewers of this video owe gratitude to this proud and private man. He has never before conceded to do an on-camera interview, so you're exclusively seeing the insights of the America's most accomplished sniper." This concludes, I think, who knows, our part four series on the military. By Austin Ghost Tours, join us for a tour or investigation. Go to austinghosttours.com. If you want to listen to more sound anomalies not in these podcasts, go to renegaderadio.net. Thanks for listening.